And we are recording.
Personhood
Tell me
and
about how you
whatnot.
became a Mason. It's something I know a little bit about, but where your interest in it developed and how you came to be a Mason.
Well, my interest was piqued a while ago. I was always interested, but I wasn't really sure, you know. I had to find out some more information about it. I always saw negative stuff on the internet, you know. There's a lot of negativity about it, so wasn't really sure if, you know, that's the route I wanted to go. But when I met you, my mind kind of changed, you know, and then I got to know you, and then mind completely changed, you know. Came to the lodge, checked it out, and yeah, the rest is history.
And you came on a Monday, so you came when Trinity Lodge was meeting. What was it like meeting Trinity Lodge members for the first time?
Well, they're friendly, nice guys, you know. They welcomed me like I was one of their
So,
own.
and then you brought on, people, and you've been a terrific Mason yourself. I was here for your second and third degree. Your third degree for sure. I forget if I was here for your Fellowcraft degree too.
I can't remember, but I know you showed up to my practice runs a bunch of times, definitely.
But yeah, you both have done terrific work as Masons and a credit to Trinity Lodge. How did the Masonic conversation come about? Was he wearing a Masonic ring or did he
No,
mention it?
he actually, I think you asked if I had anything Masonic, Masonic,
yeah. I
yeah,
was
and I was
wondering if
like,
there's any memorabilia,
yeah, so I told him like, yeah, no, I collect that stuff. Yeah, no, I'm
you
not letting go of any of
know?
that. But yeah, it's basically how the conversation came up. I was always interested in becoming a Mason, just I guess never got the opportunity to the point where I guess my interest peaked to the point where I was gonna go follow through. But meeting him showed me a few things, like he was trying to say, you know, once I met someone that was a Mason to clarify a few things, it made it more clear, right? So it made it a lot more easier to decide.
We should actually make sure to mention that. So you said that that Jason, you went into his shop looking for Masonic items or memorabilia. Tell
Yes.
us a bit about your shop quickly, where it's located and what type of stuff you have.
Well, it's a local shop here in downtown Windsor. It's called the Rabbit Hole Pawn Shop on Olette, 519 Olette. But yeah, pretty much we're just a small local business.
How important is it when you are do you think that first initial contact is with a Mason when you're interested in joining?
Well, it's for me, it was very important because, like I said, that's what really put me in the position to actually decide to move forward with it, right? So it definitely is a very important.
And then how about the follow through in terms of you talk to a gentleman about coming through and he becomes your brother and then attending his initiation and his degrees and being there, even if you're not doing any work, just to be in the audience for it. How important is that, do you think, is to be there for brothers as they're going through, especially if you're the one who maybe introduced them to Masonry?
Well, again, that would probably be just as important. Once a brother, you always got to be a brother, right? That's my opinion. So, of course, definitely it would be very important to be there and follow through and make sure you give them all the support, right? Especially if I was the one I introduced them to Freemasonry, right? But he'd probably be able to tell you a little more on that just because he's sat through all mine. I felt good, you know. He earned it, you know. Nothing was given to him. He earned every degree. He studied. He did the work, you know. Nobody just gave him anything. He earned it. So when I first met him, I just, you know, I told him, go check it out, you know, take a little tour and, talk to some of the guys, see if you like it. You guys are pretty friendly.
Well, I mean, most of you guys. I mean, Lore Pray. So,
Most.
the angriest man in Freemasonry
No,
is Lore.
it's all good.
I'm kidding. Lore's
No. He's an amazing mentor. He's always been there at any time when we needed him, especially me. When if I needed him, he'd be right there. Even if there wasn't a scheduled time, usually we, you know, hang out on Wednesdays, but he even took it out of his time to come on Sundays, you know, if we needed the help to push us through, right?
Lars, he's going.
I always bug him, though. Whenever I see him, I say, he's just so angry all the time, Laura. Why can't you just relax? But if you know him, you know he's actually the most easygoing, nicest guy you could meet. How do you find, a lot of Masons, because there was a lag in membership for so many years, you know, a lot of Masons are older, they're retired, their families have moved out, you know, they're no longer parents or grandparents, but you guys are both younger, right? You're balancing careers, younger families, kids in school, things like that. How have you struggled to balance those things with your Masonic commitments?
Not really struggling to balance it at this point. I guess maybe because I'm still new enough and I'm only in one lodge, right? I haven't spread myself too thin, maybe. I'm not sure, but struggle-wise, it's been pretty good.
Do you think that's the key, what you said, not spreading yourself too thin?
Well, definitely a main part, yeah, in any case, right? You don't want to spread yourself too thin in any case. But especially if you become a Mason, once you know what your capabilities are, I guess you can go a little bit faster and further at your own pace, of course. And that was the main thing that I was told when I joined. Everything is at your own pace. Move forward when you're ready and feel comfortable to move forward.
How about your family's involvement with Masonry? I know, Jason, your family came out to our softball game. Got to, a couple of years ago now, the Windsor Harmony softball game. Got to see their dad. Very sore the next day, I'm told, after trying all that exercise.
Yeah, a little sciatica pain. You know, had to do some stretching.
But how important is it that you think, you know, for the families to be at least someone involved in, or do you think it's important for them to be involved in Masonic activities?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, they see you playing ball and, you know, hanging with your comrades and, you know, they didn't think you knew all these guys and, you know, all these people that care about you, and it's important to know that they know, you know, that, you know, you have that camaraderie going, you know, and you can depend on people.
I also personally think that it makes a difference for us too, if our families are, you know, involved and supportive of our, you know, decision to be a Mason as well. Just makes it overall, I guess, less stressful.
Yeah, because the kids, they don't know what Mason really is.
Well, exactly, Mason really
is. So yeah. It's like, you know, they see you hang with people, but they don't really know, like, the extent of, like, how you know them or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know growing up, I was always, my dad was very active as a Mason, as were my grandparents, but grew up with a lot of, you know, lodge Christmas parties and lodge special events. So I know that, you know, Trinity Lodge has barbecues and they have their Christmas parties and things like that.
Yeah, we try to be as active as possible.
What are some things, though? I mean, it's hard to be as active as we normally are. Obviously, our Masonic activities have been kind of suspended. At least the in-person meetings have been suspended. Mm-hmm. But barbecues and stuff are still possible. But what are some things you guys are missing, would you say, the most since kind of Masonic suspension in, I guess, it'd be March now?
Well, obviously, the meetings. I always enjoyed meeting, you know, on a formal basis.
I miss Terry's jokes.
Nah, I miss Terry, period. Yeah.
What in your Masonic journey, outside of just being able to meet again, are you guys most looking forward to right now?
Well, advancement. I'm looking for my next step forward. And obviously, until we go back to lodge, that's not possible, right?
Have you guys been using the time to study up in your ritual, or?
I have, because I got to a point where nothing was sticking in my head anymore, because, you know, we're not here regular anymore, right? So I tried picking it up. It's not the same though, but I try to keep up. Yeah. I tried doing it by myself.
And so, Jason, speaking of Masonic milestones coming, which are going to be around the corner, you're pretty soon for possibly some of those warden's chairs we talked about. How are you feeling about that? We got the thumbs up over here. So you have one vote
for you.
You have one vote of confidence.
It's a little
two. I'll give you a thumbs up too.
A little nerve wracking, you know, to possibly move up. You know, I don't know. I'm comfortable where I am. I don't know. I want to do it, but you know, who knows? It would be nice.
Is it nervous based on the, like, what is it about advancement that could cause some nerves? I know I was nervous just about
fear of success.
That's not, people have that.
That's all you're afraid of. Keep on being afraid of.
Keep fearing success.
I think fear of success is a real thing. I think people underestimate that sometimes because it's obvious to be afraid of
it's like
failure, but success can come with its own challenges, you know?
It's like anything. It's like I draw and always doubt myself. And then it ends out nice, you know? It's like I'm cutting hair. I always doubt myself. Even to this day, you know, it's been so long. With every haircut, I still doubt myself. I don't know why.
You're a perfectionist, right?
Exactly.
You're a perfectionist. Nothing's good enough for yourself, right?
Exactly.
I feel the same way.
Perfectionist. Yeah. That's what it is.
So that can make you guys better Masons is to have that most desire for success?
Most definitely.
Of course, yeah. Definitely.
Try harder.
Just don't let it get to your head, though.
You feel the need to make everybody happy and proud. So, you know, definitely being a perfectionist helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps. And I guess it... Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, well, if you're not a perfectionist, you probably won't care. You won't, you know...
Well, yeah, you won't strive to move forward from where you are, of course.
You won't put in the work.
Sometimes, I guess, it could be a downfall to it, though. It all depends on if you find that middle ground, right? It might be a little different for everyone, maybe, I guess. It all depends on how much you can control that need to move forward. Because if you're always looking to move forward, sometimes you forget what you have in the present, right? And then... That's where I was trying to get at. Might be not a good idea if you don't find that middle ground. So maybe you need to just find where you need to let go at that point, right? Without looking back, I guess, or forward in this case.
Yeah, well, you can be dangerous to not appreciate kind of the moment because you're always so focused on what's next,
yeah.
Right? Every chair is very important. Sometimes guys can forget how important it is. You know, there's no such thing as a small job. So whether you're sitting in the sidelines or the inner guard or the virtual master, every job is important.
So if we're talking in regards to a chair, yes, I'd say sometimes you need to just lay back and wait till the middle ground would probably be where you've know that chair well enough, you know, where you don't have to look back and look at your notes. And then maybe look forward to moving to the next chair. If we're talking specifically like going up in chairs.
What about just becoming more active in Lodge outside of the chairs? So committees, lectures and degrees.
I'm all for that. I believe that every brother should be active in everything possible, I guess, if they have the time, right?
I don't know. I guess when I first came here, like I said, you know, the first time I met the guys and, you know, they welcomed me with open arms and, you know, we toasted and had dinner together and, you know, they all treated me like family, like I said. You know, it's probably my fondest memory.
I would have to say probably my very first day in getting initiated. I would have to say because of, I guess, everything goes through your head at that moment, right? Like that's the moment of walking through those doors.
Yeah.
and then seeing all the people that showed up to make that day that's supposed to be your day, right, happen. So like you said, it made me feel really good knowing that these people that, you know, these brothers that we're all like, you know, I can't even find the right words for it, but they're committing their time for me, and that was amazing. So it would have to be the first day. Yeah.
No, the first degree is I think it's a special one for all Masons, right? That's such a great, it is such a special time, and you join and you don't know what's happening beforehand, and then you still don't even know after, really. You have to see a few.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You have to see a few to actually know. But it definitely, I think that sticks out for me myself as well.
It was nerve wracking for me.
Oh, it definitely. But that's what I mean. The mixed feelings, everything, like emotions. Absolutely, everything just comes to life right there, right?
It's like, definitely special. Yeah. Just nerve wracking. Your heart's beating a little bit, you know. Like,
I guess maybe that's
why. What did I get myself into?
Yeah.